Coming to you by remote, I'm Gene Randall. In Zimbabwe, there were fresh signs of political unrest today as businesses were shut down and streets deserted in the capital, Harare. Beefed-up security forces were charged with stopping anti-government protests fueled by charges of corruption and economic hardship. It was a similar scene in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe's second-largest city. President Emmerson Mnangagwa, under pressure to revive a hard-pressed economy, says the protests amount to insurrection by his political opposition. In central Harare and nearby Mbari Township, a center of past unrest, banks and supermarkets were closed as police and soldiers patrolled the streets and bolstered checkpoints on roads leading into the capital. Ivory Coast President Alassane Ouattara has gotten the approval of the country's Electoral Commission to run for a third term in an election set for the end of October. Political opponents say such a move would violate the Ivorian constitution. Meanwhile, Ouattara has appointed Defense Minister Hamed Bakayoko as Prime Minister after his predecessor Amadou Gon Coulibaly died suddenly this month. The balloting is seen as crucial for the stability of Ivory Coast, the world's top cocoa producer, which has been rebuilding from a brief civil war that followed Ouattara's first election in 2010. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam has postponed legislative elections for a year, this in the wake of the worsening coronavirus situation in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. Earlier, the city had disqualified 12 pro-democracy candidates. Cited was their opposition to the new national security law Beijing has imposed on Hong Kong. China denies it's impinging on civil rights in the city, but the disqualified candidates include activist Joshua Wong and others who won a so-called unofficial primary vote held by the opposition camp this month. It is the start of the Eid al-Adha holiday in the Muslim world, but the pandemic has cast its dark shadow over the occasion, as the final rites of the Hajj are observed by a small group of pilgrims in Mecca. This is VOA News. Worldwide, the coronavirus pandemic death toll is 664,000, with a case count of 17.3 million. The numbers come from Johns Hopkins University. Here in the United States, the figures, just under 5 million infections and 152,000 fatalities. Next come Brazil with 2.6 million cases and India with about 1.7 million. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro yesterday was seen removing his face mask at a public event after his wife Michelle tested positive for COVID-19. Bolsonaro claims his latest test was negative. He too was sickened by the virus. Dr. Anthony Fauci is on Capitol Hill today talking about the pandemic. America's preeminent authority on infectious diseases is reporting on progress in fighting the coronavirus. Surging cases in the South and West have pretty much erased hopes for a quick rebound to anything resembling normal life in this country. Fauci is once again making a pitch for the use of face masks, social distancing, and avoiding crowds to stem the flow of infections. And he said a total shutdown of the country deepened the debilitating effects of the pandemic in the U.S. Appearing with Fauci, the head of the Centers for Disease Control, Dr. Robert Redfield, pushed for public schools to reopen, while he also bemoaned what he described as the country's underinvestment in public health. The numbers of confirmed COVID cases appear to be leveling off in the hotspot U.S. states of Arizona, California, Florida, and Texas. But infections are still rising in more than two dozen states, with the spread showing signs of shifting from the Sun Belt toward the Midwest. The Eurozone is reporting a 12% drop in economic activity for the last two quarters. Spain suffered the most with a dramatic 18% loss. The plunge in France was almost 14%. As a whole, the 19-country European Union bloc suffered its worst decline since 1995, when records began being kept. U.S. President Donald Trump has been greeted with a chorus of opposition to his suggestion that maybe the November 3rd election should be put off because of what he calls the danger it will be rigged. Trailing badly in the polls in his re-election attempt, Mr. Trump's idea has been widely panned by political allies and adversaries alike. U.S. law prevents any change in the November election date without the approval of Congress. The head of the House Republican Conference, Liz Cheney, says the resistance to the postponement idea in her party is overwhelming. It is a rare rebuke of the president from his own party. Zimbabwe's Agriculture Minister Perrin Shiri, a liberation war hero, will be buried today. He died this week from COVID-19, becoming the first senior government official there to succumb to the pandemic. Shiri was a retired general who helped plot a coup that ousted Robert Mugabe in 2017. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.
Oh, yeah, they want all.